Been to it a handful of times. It is always a pleasant experience. Right now we go to the Revolution Hotline. Robbie Neiswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau joining us today on this rainy Thursday. Robbie, how are you, buddy?
Actually, things are looking up here in Fayetteville. We got some sunshine out now, so you know I'm feeling a little better about things after the last couple of days.
If you're trying to rekindle the Northwest Arkansas versus Central Arkansas debate, that's one way to do it.
It's better up here.
Our weather's better than your weather. Our weather sucks right now, let me just tell you that right now. So, not good, but that's all right. Luckily, the Razorbacks are on the road. Hopefully, the weather is good in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, from what I understood, it was supposed to be shaky down there, so we'll see if they can actually squeeze that game in tonight. I know that they want to because it's a chance to be on ESPNU. The game's on TV tonight, and you know, so that they want to get that thing in, but we'll have to see how it goes.
I think everybody understands baseball's place in the world, and it's certainly well behind football and basketball. Have you ever talked to Dave Van Horn about that, about what TV means to their program?
It means a lot. I mean, when the SEC got into this, you know, big contract with ESPN, I mean, it was really, you know, a sport like baseball was one of the ones that was going to really benefit, because now what it's given, you know, what you see now is you see Thursday night baseball, and it's a chance for SEC teams to get on television. So that's huge. I mean, this program and this conference in particular, you know, when it comes to college baseball, it's really, you know, one of the best, if not the best out there. And now you've got a way to get on TV to show more recruits and prospects around the country that, you know, hey, if you tune in, you're going to get to see us and what we're all about. And, you know, it's a road game tonight, but, you know, a lot of times it can feature the ballpark and things like that. So, you know, it really gives, you know, some guys a chance to get to know, like, Arkansas baseball and some of the other conference teams as well. So it's a big benefactor, no doubt.
Well, last weekend, pretty good for Arkansas and moving up in the rankings, actually in the top 10 of one poll this week again, and a chance to move up further against an Alabama team that Arkansas is looking up at in the standings. So talk to me a little bit about the matchup here. It looks like pitching rotation is going to be the same as far as starters go from last week.
Yeah, it's not going to change. They're going to leave it the same as it was. I think that they've really started to settle in as to who that they want starting, who they want, you know, as the middle relief guys, you know, when they're going to bring people in. You know, then obviously Colby Suggs is the closer now. He's worked his way back into that role after struggling earlier this year. So I think this staff has kind of hit its groove right now. I wouldn't expect too many major changes. I mean, especially when you can throw out Barrett Aston, Ryan Stanek, and Randall Fant, the way these three are pitching right now. You know, Stanek has had his up-and-down moments, but still, he's been pretty good. So what you've got is you got veterans going into a weekend, and that's huge. And so I think Arkansas feels very good about where it is with its staff. You know, they feel like they can do a little better in the lineup, especially in the bottom half. And we know that they can do better defensively. But still, they're winning games. I think they're 14-3 over the last 17 games. So as much as it seems like, you know, they're not playing great, they're having some issues, they feel like they can get a lot better, they're winning some baseball games. That's pretty telling thing about this program where they are right now.
Best ERA in the country at well under 2. I can't remember the last time, if ever, Arkansas has had a team ERA under 2. And watch, I'm sure you'll go, yeah, it was last year. Oh, sorry, my bad. But any clue when that's happened last, or if that's ever happened?
I think it has, but I couldn't tell you when off the top of my head. I'd have to dig through the baseball media guys.
That's pretty filthy, though. That's pretty good work. And I think there are maybe five or six guys that are under 1. ERA?
Yeah, and you know, the highest guy on the staff is 3.0. So, you know, usually there's usually some guy that's got like a 48.7 ERA somewhere out there. But, you know, this team doesn't, I mean, everybody that has pitched has contributed and has helped and has done a good job. So, I mean, it's just top to bottom. I mean, you got to feel great about this pitching staff and where they are right now.
Yeah, usually when you say the highest guy on the team is a 3.0, you're talking GPAs, not ERA. So. So Alabama's 7-2, 19-11 overall. I don't know how much you've looked through their schedule. Who have they faced in SEC play this year so far?
They played Auburn, which is down near the bottom. I think they played Georgia as well, which is down near the bottom.
So, at the bottom, in the two divisions.
So
yeah.
It seems like a little bit of fool's gold there, but I do believe, though, that Alabama's a pretty solid team. They don't hit very well. That's the amazing thing. I think their team batting average is like 260 or something like that. So, you know, you've got to feel good about the matchup if you're Arkansas, that these are going to be, you know, potentially low-scoring games, that Alabama may not score a lot of runs. So if you can keep it close, it's the same formula. Keep it close, get the key hit, win by a couple of runs. That's what Arkansas has done a lot here lately. That's what they did all last year. You know, and I think that they really feel comfortable doing that now because they've done it for so long. So I would expect some more close ball games this weekend.
Well, the young guys have certainly come through in a big way. Spoon was the freshman of the week this last week. Colin Poche, 3-0 with a .53 ERA, just filthy for the freshman left-hander. What do you see for him, or has there been any talk about trying to use him once again into SEC play? I know he's been the midweek guy, but long-term? Yeah. I mean, I would think, you know, if you get into postseason play, extremely valuable to have especially a lefty that can do what he's done so far. But any talk of working him into any SEC action?
I don't know if that's going to happen or not. And, you know, it's been kind of weird because Arkansas hasn't had any midweek games the last couple of weeks. So it's almost like he's disappeared. But I think that he really is going to stay in that midweek starting role. I think it's important to have somebody like that. You know, they do have games against, like, Nebraska and I think Oklahoma coming up. So there's some pretty challenging non-conference games coming up here in the midweek. So I think you want to leave a guy like that there. You want him to get his experience that way. But you're right. I mean, when postseason rolls around, a guy like that, and a guy like Killian probably even, you know, could be very, very valuable because, you know, a lot of times you can't, especially in the regional, you might have to play four games or something like that. You might lean on everybody, you know, just to be able to get through a weekend or get through a regional or a super regional. That's where those guys are going to come in, you know, pretty key. So you want them to get as much experience as they can. I think Killian will probably keep coming out of the bullpen like he's been doing. Who knows? They might be able to work Poche into it as well, but I do really think that they like him as a midweek starter, so they don't want to mess that up too much.
Any talk of tweaking? And I know he's played a little bit with the lineup and moving guys from a position standpoint, but yeah. Anything happening there?
Not that I know of. You know, and it's been brought up a lot of times because I think the number of errors have been committed by the shortstops this year, you know, whether it's been McAfee or Anderson. You know, and Van Horn's response is, well, who are you going to move? You know, what are you going to do? That's the dilemma they're playing because they want Mahan in the lineup, and they feel like he's good at third base. They want Serrano the DH. They like Ficicello at second base. So it's a matter of, you know, what are you going to do? He says that if he's going to make a move like that, he's probably going to move Mahan over to first base, you know, and then try to shuffle it up that way. But I don't know if he's comfortable doing that at this point. He likes what he's got. He's just going to hope, I think, that Brian Anderson is going to continue to improve defensively at shortstop. Maybe not make so many mistakes as he's made and just, you know, let him work it out. Because, you know, a guy like Anderson, you have to have in the lineup because of the way he's hitting. I mean, he's been very valuable. The mistakes in the field do hurt, but you've got to figure out a way to just work through that, and that's what I think they're trying to do right now.
When he asked the reporters, what would you do? Does everybody go, I don't know?
Well, I mean, I think the obvious thing is, well, why don't you move Ficicello back to first base?
Mm-hmm.
You know, have him play first base, move Mahan back to second. But, I mean, it still doesn't really solve.
You guys won't actually say that, though.
Well, I mean, just in discussions with him, yeah. I mean, we just kind of chat with him every now and then.
I like that.
I mean, you know, it's not always on the record. You can chat with the guy every now and then just to, you know, sort of figure out what he's thinking. Mm-hmm. So, I just think that he really likes what he's got right now. He doesn't like the way that they're playing defensively. I mean, he wants them to be better. There's no doubt about that. But he's trying to strike the balance of playing good defense and getting a lineup that can hit. You know, so that's the balance they're trying to strike, and that's what they're trying to play with there a little bit. And, you know, they're winning games right now, so I think their plan is to just stick what they've got going. Although, you know, I will say he does need somebody at first base, you know, whether it's Fisher or Schwanke, you know, one of those guys needs to start hitting for them. That's something they really need to happen.
Well, I promise you, if you ask me what I think he should do, I say, I don't know.
I don't
think he's going to ask me. Spring football looks like maybe able to be outside today if the weather continues to hold up there. So what'd you take away from the last few days?
Well, you know, we got to see them on Saturday for the first time, and, you know, I think that you saw a team that's making the transition. There's no doubt about it. The physical play, I think, was pretty noticeable in practice. It's foolish to say that Arkansas didn't hit under Petrino. I mean, they did in practice, but I just think that the level of physicalness and what they're trying to do as far as running the ball, you can tell that there's really an emphasis on getting tougher, and that's what they're trying to work on right now. So, you know, there were some good moments there. There were some not good moments, but I think that's what you expect in the first spring scrimmage. The quarterbacks, you know, made some decent throws, and they made some bad throws. And the same thing with the receivers. And, you know, and I think the one thing that really stood out was the offensive line really jumped and a lot. You saw a lot of offsides penalties, and they were punished because of it. But, you know, Pittman told me last night, you know, hey, nobody jumped last night in practice, or I guess it was Tuesday night in practice. So they just want to see improvement. So it's things like that they want to see and things like that they feel like they're getting. So it's probably slow progress right now. That's probably the best way to describe it, but they're okay with that. They just want to see progress.
Any insight on the Auburn trouble?
No, but it's fascinating. It makes you wonder, you know, because obviously the NCAA did go in there and they investigated and found nothing. Is this going to make them go back in there and take a look at it again? I don't know. It's very intriguing, very strange. It's just amazing that, you know, a national title run for the Tigers, it's just been so clouded ever since. It's just amazing and fascinating, and I don't know what's going to come of it. I know there's the players, apparently the players that talk for the story now coming back and saying, no, we're taking out of context, or, you know, that's not what we said. So
yeah, well, that's how that goes.
Yeah, it's really turning into a he said, she said kind of deal. So I don't know. I mean, I guess the thing that matters most now is, what does the NCAA do with it? Are they going to, is it enough for them to go back and look at it? And if so, it could be very interesting for Auburn.
Oh, there have been a lot of phone calls, I'm sure, to those kids going, what are you doing?
And then there's
I didn't say that. I mean, so this.
Well, the fascinating thing is that, you know, she said in an interview, I think Brandon Marcello did the interview, she said in the interview that that she's going to go back and have a part two to the story, and it's going to focus on the booster culture there at Auburn. So if that part two does run, that might be very interesting to read.
Well, as we talked about earlier, they are trying to pull the triple crown, the dubious triple crown of finishing last in football, basketball, and baseball, and here's hoping. So I can't decide if I want something bad to happen to Auburn or not, though. It hurts the league. I guess I would want Auburn to be okay and Arkansas to be able to beat them on a regular basis, but it's hard not to root against other schools in the league. I don't know. I'm torn. I mean, I root for them in the postseason bowls. I root for them in the basketball tournament usually. But in this case, I don't know how I feel. I'm sort of torn as a fan.
Well, you know, if they get a title stripped, you can't say the SEC won seven straight then. So,
well, then nobody won it. That's the problem, is they don't give it to the other team. They vacated, as we've seen.
I know, but you can't say they won seven straight, so that kind of ruins that. They won six out of the last seven, technically, then. That's what you'd have to say.
I'm going to say they won seven, but it's like we were talking about. It's like, wouldn't you rather have your team win it and have it vacated later than not win it at all? You still get the enjoyment as a fan, and if it doesn't happen until a couple years later, it's all right.
There's no doubt. I mean, the fans celebrate it. They love it. They'll remember forever. And then if it gets stripped, oh, well. That's no big deal to them, I'm sure.
Well, at least they won a title while they were cheating, allegedly. My alma mater's in big trouble. They had like 79 violations, and they're not winning anything. So, as I've said many times before, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. If you're going to cheat, at least have something good come out of it. So.
Yeah, exactly. You got to find a guy like Cam Newton if you're going to cheat.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta get that guy and win a title.
Yeah. Well, they say if you're not cheating, you're not trying. I say if you're not, you know, winning, you're not cheating, right? That's for sure. So, well, Robbie, appreciate the time, my man, and I hope the weather continues to be nice up there, and hopefully you can pass some of it down the road.
Yeah. Hey, I'm hoping we might actually be able to sit outside for a scrimmage on Saturday. So I think we'll get there.
That would be good.
I'm excited.
And the spring game will be here before you know it.
Yeah, there you go. It'll be like 30 degrees and raining.
Yeah, probably so. Well, I see a lot of 70s in the forecast, so I think we're going to be okay. Maybe we're through the winter.
All right, good.
All right,
good.
At least down here. We do get a little warmer weather than you guys do, but apparently you're driving
us.
Oh,
see, now you just brought up the debate again.
I'm just trying to even versus. I know.
Look at that.
Just trying to even things out.
You evened it up. There you
see
go.
See, I am. All right, man, appreciate it. Good talking to you, and have a good – oh, I was going to ask you, too, real quick, who you like this weekend, Final Four?
Oh, I think that we're going to see Michigan and Louisville, and I think that'll be a very, very good game. I'm looking forward to that. Who wins that final? I don't know. I'm gonna guess Louisville, just the way they're playing. Seems like they've got the emotional edge now too, after that gruesome injury.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it bonded that team even more.
Yeah.
So I'm rooting for a Louisville Michigan final because I think it'll be a fascinating game, and I think Louisville's going to win it.
So in an ironic twist, you're saying the break will bond the team.
Yes, the break will bond. See, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
I like it.
I like that.
All
yeah,
right.
There you go.
Man, have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Always good. Thanks, Robbie.
Thank you.
It's Robbie Nicewanger of the Arkansas News Bureau. Always a